How's it feel to be back?
It feels great. Obviously, it's one of the things to where you leave, and I played for the Packers for 9 years, and when you start with somebody, you always want to finish with them. So at least I got the opportunity.
How much game you got left, Ron?
I don't know. I feel great. You know, I feel great right now. You know, a lot of people I talk to, they say I can do 4 or 5 more easy, but told them it's if I want to do it or not. But I feel great. Take care of my body very well. And like I said, I can do it as long as I want to.
Jamon, why was it right to come back here? Why was the time right for you?
Just because I think, you know, we still got a shot of winning. I want to win, first of all. I'm familiar with the guys. I'm familiar with the coaching staff. I was with Coach Pettine in Cleveland. I was familiar with the defense. I think everything just kind of added up, you know, and said this is the spot to be. And it was an easy decision for me.
Can you tell us about a Mike Pettine defense? Why do you think it'll work?
It's very aggressive, man. You know, you have to be smart. It's simple. But it's aggressive. But it has to be a lot of smart guys on the field. And me being in that defense, you know, I think I can, you know, just kind of guide some guys and teach some guys what they need to know in this defense. And like I said, that's why I think, you know, the move made sense.
Jamon, why do you think you're still going strong at a position where guys your age are not very common?
I don't know, man. I get that question all the time, but like I say, I take care of my body, and I've always did that. You know, I think the first stint I was here, you know, we actually talked about some of these things sometimes, just some of the different things I do in the off season, from yoga to people stretching me out to a bunch of different things, to the way I eat, and different things. So I think it's just a mindset of how you want to take care of your body. And I haven't had any major injuries over my years in the NFL. I haven't had any surgeries. So to this point, I've been blessed more than anything.
Jamon, how do you think your game's different since you left here?
Different? I don't know. You know, I just face different situations at different teams. So, you know, you go to different teams and you realize every situation ain't the same. So you have to make adjustments to the situation that you're in, and you find yourself adding more things to your game and having to do more things. So I think just over the time, I think it's just more experience, more volume of things that I may know now that I didn't know then.
Jamon, was there ever hurt when you weren't re-signed following 2014 and you moved on to the Browns? Were there ever hard feelings? And did it take anything to overcome that to come back?
It was never hard feelings. I think both sides, it was more of a business decision than anything. You know, I think that I could have stayed, but mutually, you know, it made sense for us. You know, we left on good terms. And, you know, I never take things personal. I'm always one to know that, you know, this is a business first. And I'm not going to treat it as nothing else. Now, obviously, everyone in here, coaches, everybody I love personally. You know, it's one of those things to where, yes, it is personal, but it is a business first, and that's the way you have to look at it.
Do you remember the role that Charles played when he was here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, will you bank on that as you come in to this season as the veteran?
I think so, a little bit. I may put my own spin on things, but just being here with Charles and seeing the way that he led and the things that he did, and now I'm kind of in that same spot, in that same situation, I think it helps out.
What's it going to be like playing with a guy like Devon again?
It's going to be cool. You know, I talk to Devon a lot. We talk all the time, especially in the off season. You know, during the season, everybody gets a little bit busy, so you shoot text messages here and there. But we talk all the time, and it's going to be good to have a guy back who I played with. I mean, you guys look at it, that's rare. You know, you rarely see a guy go and come back one guy, now you got two guys. So that never usually happens. So I think it's a reason for that.
You talked about the Mike Pettine defense. What's the key to learning it? I mean, everybody in that locker room has a new defense to learn now. So what's the key to learning his scheme?
Just being in the playbook. I think when guys get into the playbook and they look at things, they're going to recognize some things that they already know. But it's going to be a lot more things that you can adjust to keep the offense off balance. You know, where in past years, you know, we line up in a certain spot and, you know, offense can pick up on it pretty much easier. But we'll have more things that you can adjust to that can keep the offense off balance a little bit.
I know it's only day one, but are guys already picking your brain about how to learn this Mike Pettine defense?
Yeah, some of the guys are. Like I say, we've been kind of working out right now. We had meetings, so everybody's kind of introducing and doing their introduction meetings right now. So it's been more of that, but I've kind of met all the guys, and, you know, everyone's glad to have me back, and I'm glad to be here. So it should be fun when we get into the playbook.
Well, is there an expectation that you are, A, going to help teach the system to guys, and B, you know, I'm assuming you're bringing a couple guys in the draft and to help kind of be the mentor of those guys?
I think so. I'm up for that challenge. You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm here. But I don't think they would have just signed me if I couldn't play. You know, so the first reason is because I can play still. The second reason is that I've always been that way with guys. I think it's the way I came in the NFL as an undrafted guy. Most young guys came in, they were already really gravitated to me anyway, so I'm kind of used to that role. I played that role a little bit in Cleveland and even in Arizona. You know, I was still the older guy in the room. I had some good players in there, but guys still looked up to me, so I'm kind of used to playing that role.
As an undrafted guy, what are your memories back of your draft year, watching other names go off the board, waiting for a call to be picked up afterwards?
You know what, man? It was more of, with me on draft day, it was more of an opportunity. I knew that I'd done everything that it was to get drafted, but at the same time, I knew there was a chance that I wasn't, because I wasn't being talked about. I wasn't another thing. So I wasn't naive to think that I would be drafted at that point, but I knew that I would have an opportunity, and that's all I really wanted. And really, that was my draft day thing. That was it.
You were such a colossal part of the 2010 Super Bowl run,
mm-hmm.
and then your last play in a Packers uniform was not probably ideal.
Yeah.
What would it mean to come back and get this team to win another Super Bowl in your return? What would that mean to you, and what kind of legacy would that give you?
That would mean a lot. That would mean a lot, man. It's one of the things that I do talk about. This is the team that green and gold runs through my blood. You know, and the walk off the field, my last play as a Packer, getting scored on, you know, to go to the Super Bowl. It was a tough way to end it, but God put you in different situations. I end up leaving, and it was a reason why I left, for me to grow, you know. And I felt over these last 3 years I've grown so much more than I would have probably ever did while I was here. Now it's time for me to come back here and I guess say get things in order, you know. So I'm up for that challenge, and I believe that we will be back in the big dance when it's all said and done. And, you know, I'm hoping that these guys are here with me and we're going to get it done.